The time is 9:01 a.m. on January 14th, 2025, and I'm convening this video conference and telephone conference meeting of the Personnel Committee of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association. This meeting is being conducted pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act and the association's antitrust policy. All information disclosed or discussed is to be used only for carrying out the purpose, the business of the association. Proper notice of the meeting was filed on January 2nd, 2025, and published in the Texas Register in accordance with the Texas Open Meetings Act. A copy of the notice should be attached to the summary of the official minutes of this meeting. A quorum is achieved as all three members of the committee have been confirmed to be present by audio or video conference. Also in attendance are Executive Director Bart Bowles, General Counsel Dan Price, and Association employees Jarrett Terry, Topping Haggerty, and Randy Nichols. And from the Texas Department of Insurance are Sean Martin and Mandy Vasquez. Okay, so the first item is consideration and possible action on the consent agenda items. So you all received the minutes. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved, Frank Beeman.
Okay.
Seconded, Jim
Frank.
Lewis.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Item two, consideration and possible action on the benefits, compensation, and training components of the 2025 operating budget. Bart.
Okay. Thank you, Chair Summer. This won't take long. Just point out a couple of changes. And I think the easiest way to do that, rather than walk through each one of the items, we've all talked about the health insurance plan, the dental plan, long-term disability, the term life AD&D, then our 401k, vacation, paid holidays, parking, the health reimbursement arrangement, all that. I think the easiest way to point out changes and to point out cost, because there are no substantial changes here. There are no additional benefits being recommended or provided to employees. So what I have here on page 2-4 is just a comparison of the 2024 budget amounts for certain employee benefit items and then the projected 2025 budget amounts. You can see there was a small increase in the health insurance plan premiums, nothing in HRA, very small change in dental insurance, long-term disability and term life, and then retirement plan contributions. Actually, those last three items on there, those are all a component of salary. So we project what the salaries will be. The salaries are something we'll be discussing later in executive session because I have some recommendation on compensation for 2025. We do not discuss the salaries publicly, and the salaries are always considered then after recommendation by the committee to the board. If the board adopts the operating budget for 2025, which they will be seeing on January 28th, the compensation and salaries are part of that budget. And so you will see the projection in total at the bottom of that page, the salaries and the related payroll taxes. So I'm going to try today to rely on the written materials and only mention, as I just did, certain highlights. If you have other information needs, you're going to have to ask. So any question on these benefit components?
Okay, I don't think
And I think that's all on that item, Chair Summer.
so. Okay, so item three, consideration and possible action on the annual performance evaluation of the executive director. So we filed our annual process where evaluation forms were sent to all the board members, and Bart completed a self-evaluation, and we'll discuss the results of that in executive session.
And Chair Summer, I want to correct a small typo here in the written materials. Jackie Rickson is no longer general counsel. She is retired. She did not perform the compilation of the director's evaluations. You performed that.
Yeah,
So,
I performed the compilation. Yes.
Chair Summer, thank you for doing that compilation, and it has been shared with all of the committee members.
Yes.
Okay. And then the rest of this discussion will occur in an executive session.
Okay, item four, consideration and possible action on various elements of the executive employment and deferred compensation contracts for the executive director. This will also be discussed in executive session.
And there are a couple items we do need to mention here just to have on the record. So there are various elements of my compensation in the executive employment and deferred compensation contract for me. So one of them is an annual cost of living adjustment. You can see here on the bottom of 401, and it is tied to the cost of living adjustment that the Social Security Administration makes annually to the benefits they provide. I did, when this was released on October 10th, I sent an email to the personnel committee with the press release that is here that says that Social Security Administration is announced on October 10th an increase in the 2025 benefits for cost of living adjustment of 2.5%. So for public disclosure, it says right here, on January 1st, my base compensation was adjusted by 2.5%. So that's just a reporting item. I skipped over one. I'll put here, it's because it's kind of inconsequential, but it does need to be in the record. Annually, I provide a report to the committee on any other compensation and engagement that I might pursue. Of course, the executive employment deferred compensation contract has a requirement that I review those in advance with the board. I have not taken any other engagements during 2024, and I have none right. I'm not anticipating any right now. Honestly, there's no time to do anything else. So the only thing I will say is I do serve on the IAIR Board of Directors, and I was asked to serve as the president and chair of the board of IAIR, the International Association of Insurance Receivers, for 2025, and I agreed to do that. And in December, I was elected to that position. It is a non-compensated position. So I just wanted to disclose that. Then the next element that we need to mention for the record, the EEDCC does have a discretionary, well, it's actually two elements. One is an automatic, but then there's a discretionary element to the annual 457B contribution on my behalf. The EEDCC has an automatic $18,500 contribution be made each January, but that can be increased at the discretion of the board of directors after a recommendation from the personnel committee to the maximum permitted, or anything within 18.5 and the maximum permitted by the IRS. And I did look that up, and I can disclose here that the 401k and 457 is actually both of them. You can see here, as I've highlighted, 457 limit for contributions in 2025 has been increased from 23,000 to 23,500. So that is something the committee will need to consider in executive session. And as normal course of business, yes.
To clarify, that 18.5 is automatic if the listed criteria are met.
If the criteria are met, you're correct. And then anything above that, if I've met the criteria, the board has discretion up to the annual limit. So that's the disclosure into the record, and we can have the rest of this discussion in executive session.
All right. Item five, consideration and possible action on the compensation study report.
Art. Most of this we're going to discuss in executive session, but I do need to put into the record. We did conduct a request for proposal, and after review of the proposals, the committee recommended PRM Consulting Group be engaged. And on July 23rd, 2024, the board accepted that recommendation, and PRM was engaged. They conducted a market study for the three staff positions other than me, to look at the salary ranges established for each position and the compare the compensation to the Austin market for like positions. So that study was encrypted and distributed several weeks ago to the committee for their review. I will be discussing a couple of items in there and some recommendations during executive session.
All right, any questions? All right, item six, consideration and possible action on succession plans.
Okay. There are a number of things here we can talk about in open session, but then there are some confidential items as well. So there are some decisions that the committee will need to ponder and recommend a specific course of action to the board of directors on January 28th. And so what I've done here is I've developed a very rudimentary timeline for 2025 and 2026 for a succession plan for someone to take over after my retirement. So for Q1 and Q2 of 2025, I just talk about them. There needs to be some decision of what level of involvement does a board want to have. Should the personnel committee lead the charge on doing this work and then periodically report to the board? Should it be the executive committee? Should it be an ad hoc committee? I will mention that when we had a general counsel search when for Jackie's retirement, there was an ad hoc general counsel search committee recommended and it was created. So that may be a direction that the committee wants to go. Second piece of this is something I would do and then provide to the committee to review is just do an update and review of my job description, but I'd like to reorder it somewhat to focus on primary responsibilities. So you can tell based on primary responsibilities what might be the skill set, and that would be the next item. What kind of skills and experience would you look for in a potential candidate? How would you define those requirements? Then we would move forward to draft a solicitation package. I think I would take the lead on that, but come back to either the personnel committee or an ad hoc committee in doing that. Those four steps, and maybe the fifth step, would probably be done between or during the first quarter, maybe early part of the second quarter. And what's important there is what type of solicitation process should there be? Should there be a distribution to some of the normal entities such as NOLGA, maybe TALHI, maybe Texas Department of Insurance, or should there be the utilization of a professional search firm? So that's within the board's prerogative and for the committee to consider. We can have some of that discussion in executive session. And then we would move forward after we do that, or while that solicitation process is underway, to develop the format of the interview process, including interview questions and things of that nature, time, elements of the interviews, and who would be involved in the interviews. So that's what I'm thinking would occur in the first and second quarters of 2025. I'll pause for just a second, see if there's some questions there. Okay. The third and fourth quarter of 2025 would be gathering submissions and candidates, do some screening and background checks. Work through and refine interview questions, then conduct interviews and possibly follow-up interviews. Thinking that would take the remainder of the year to work through. Now, all of this time frame is just tentative. That can be shifted back to some of this not occur in 2025. It could occur in 2026. It all boils down to the first item I have on screen for the first quarter of 2026. is to negotiate and engage a new executive director. It's going to be up to the committee to recommend to the board how long what I call a shadow period would be recommended, where you would have actually an executive director in waiting, also engaged with me, that could shadow my day-to-day work as we address specific tasks during the year, attend meetings with me to see how, for example, the NOLGA processes work, see how the committees and task forces operate, meet some of the key people there, attend NEIC meetings, just to develop relationships throughout the year. The committee might recommend and the board adopt it. It's not necessary to have a full year. We may only need 6 months. We may only need 3 months. That's something for you to deliberate and discuss, and then we can adjust this schedule. So the 2026 items, all of them are dependent on that projected time frame need and the willingness of the board to have actually a duplicate cost, to have those additional costs, and is it warranted to make sure there's a smooth transition? And I am very willing to do it in any way the committee recommends and the board adopts. So we are going to discuss some more of these details, because there's a few confidential items I'd like to the committee to think about. We'll talk about that in executive session. But on this overall process, I'd be glad to take questions.
Questions? I have no questions. The overall process looks very good to me.
I assume that something that would shorten that necessity is if we get someone who's already been executive director somewhere else.
Absolutely. There is some refinement, Jim, and I think some of the other board members that have served on other Guaranty Association boards will tell you, we maybe do things a little differently, and we do have some wrinkles in our statute that others don't have, but that's not going to take a year to understand.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, that wasn't really a complaint. It was really just, I mean, shadowing you at NEIC stuff and like that. That's right. Probably not necessary if they've been doing it for 10 years.
Nope, you're exactly right. Exactly
hey,
right.
This might not be the right time to bring it up, but it might be wise to replace me in this committee with someone who has experience doing it. And because I'm only going to be here through the end of September, so it might be better to have someone on this committee that will be here through the whole time, if the committee ends up being the one who finds the new executive director. Or, you know, is the main push for it.
So, Jim, let me say it this way. There's two elements to that. First is the composition of the personnel committee, which will be can be reconstituted because we'll have committee appointments on January 28th. So that's when that could be addressed. But then the second element is, should this work be conducted by the personnel committee or an ad hoc search committee?
Yeah, I know. If it's going to be an ad hoc search committee, it doesn't matter, but it still might be wise to not have me on it, on this committee. I'm not trying to get out of work. It's just, I would think somehow, even if there's an ad hoc committee, this committee is going to be involved somehow. But
right. So I think, Chair Summer, I'll leave that to you as we move forward and head to the January board meeting and the appointment of the committee.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Okay, so the time is 9:20 a.m. on January 14th, 2025, and I am recessing the regular session of the Personnel Committee meeting of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association in order for the committee to meet in executive session pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act.
Okay, at this point, before we start the executive.
The time is 10:09 a.m. on January 14th, 2025. The executive session of the Personnel Committee of this meeting has concluded, and I am reconvening the regular session of the Personnel Committee meeting pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act. So we're on item 8, consideration and possible action on items discussed in executive session. And so we first There's a proposed resolution, a recommendation on a resolution for the 457B payment to the executive director. It's as appeared on screen, but with the amount of $23,500 entered where it is blank. Do we have a motion to recommend that resolution to the board?
So moved.
Seconded.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so that will be recommended to the board. And then we also have this resolution regarding the acceptance of the compensation study recommendations. Do we have a motion to recommend this resolution to the board?
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so we will recommend that resolution to the board.
Was that still necessary?
In the past, we've not, I'm a little more comfortable with it being adopted.
Okay.
And consideration and possible action regarding the committee's 2025 calendar activities and the next meeting date. So the next committee meeting is scheduled for Monday, January 21st, 2024.
Oh, that's old.
Yes, that's sorry, I was reading off
Was
of
that
the
off the
yeah.
Monday, July 21st,
Monday,
two thousand
July
twenty five.
21st, 2025.
Yeah, you read that off the annotated agenda. I'm sorry, but
Yes.
on screen, please note that normally these meetings we hold them on Tuesday. We moved this to Monday, July 21st, 2025, because that week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is the NOLGA MPC and legal seminar in Washington, D.C. And I'm afraid Tuesday is going to be a travel day for a couple of board members and probably for me. So we're going to have this meeting on Monday, July 21st.
The only comment I have on the activities would just be to be sure to update the representative board council.
Yes, we will do that.
Anything else before we adjourn?
That's all I have.
Okay, the time is 10:12 a.m. on January 14th, 2025, and this meeting of the Personnel Committee of the Board of Directors of the Texas Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association that has been held pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act is adjourned.